Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show. We are so glad you could join us. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch. You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network core team. This is show number 654, and today is Monday, June 25th, 2018.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany O'Keefe. We have a great show planned for you this evening. Our featured guest tonight is Dr. Tae-Yoon Kim. Dr. Kim will talk with us about her book, Steps to Inner Power, How to Break Through to Awesome Life Secrets from a Martial Arts Master. You can connect with Dr. Kim on social media on Facebook at www.facebook.com/drtaeyoonkim.ceo. I will spell that for you. That's drtaeyoonkim.ceo. You can connect on Twitter at tykandudo. Wow. And you can visit her on her website at www.tayunkim.com. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, our News 6 Courtney will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
If you're listening to our show live right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head on over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use the hashtag Army Wife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWN core team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers who are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on armywifenetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We're just like you.
Well, Brittany, I'm super excited to catch up tonight. I know both of us have been in that transitional season of life, and your transition was way bigger than mine, but tell me about your recent PCS and what's going on overseas.
Okay, well, I just recently PCS'd to South Korea, and this is our very first duty station as well. So this was an extremely big move because not only were we, you know, finally moving together, me and my husband for the first time, you know, actually living together in our own place, but we're also doing this in a completely different country, 10,000 miles away, at least. So, I mean, I think it went as smooth as it possibly could, even though there were a couple of hiccups along the way. Like, I wasn't on my husband's orders when I should have been. Whoops. But
right, you guys didn't PCS together, right? Like, he went and then you followed later after getting all the paperwork together. Is that right?
That's right. So we found out later that I actually was supposed to be on his orders with concurrent travel, but mistakes were made. So we had to wait for my husband to get in the country, and we had to resubmit our command sponsorship paperwork. And then I got command sponsored, and I was able to join him about 1 month later.
Crazy. I was watching kind of your transition, and I was like, South Korea is like, that is the biggest, in my opinion, that's like the biggest PCS you can do, like right out of the gate. So kudos to you guys for making it through that with your sanity intact and still being like, yay, we're newlyweds, we get to live together finally, and, you know, you got South Korea with lots of delicious food, so I'm jealous on that part of things.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, okay, so South Korea, if any of you are wondering what it's like here, you got it right. Delicious food everywhere. Korean barbecue, they have a bunch of different, like, really good noodle dishes. They have gimbap, which is something kind of like sushi, but it doesn't necessarily have to involve fish. But so you could think of it as, like, I don't know, more like vegetarian sushi in a way, or sushi with different kind of cooked meats. Now, a lot of people are getting South Korea as their duty station. So, you know, from what I've been told and from what I understand is since... Like, in the past, there hasn't been as many families coming here as there are now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like Germany or Japan, where families have been going for a long time.
Right.
Where, you know, there's lots of network, everything is set up, you know, there's a lot of support. Here in South Korea, a lot of that is new.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is just kind of trying to feel around in the dark. I'm at Camp Humphreys, and Humphreys is rapidly expanding. Like, every day they're building something new or moving an office from this building to that building. So it's a lot of just, like, you got to research. Do your homework. It will be a much easier transition for you because, like, I would be lost if I didn't join a handful of Facebook groups for, like, South
right.
Korean spouses.
What did we do before Facebook?
And,
like, how did we learn about anything? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, that's immediately what I do whenever we get orders. I'm like, all right, go join all the – here's a wives group that looks legit. Here's, you know, PWC, or here's this, here's that, just the yard sale group. You know, I'm, like, buying stuff before I even get there. Hey, can you hold that till our household goods get there? Just kidding. But, yeah.
Right.
God bless Facebook.
Yes. And then I know some of you might, you know, get orders to come here and you'll wonder, well, should I bring my family? I will say South Korea is a very, like, kid-friendly place. They have a lot of, like, they're called, like, kids cafes. So you could go in and have coffee and there's, like, a play place for your kids to go run around. Very kid-friendly. There's lots of tourist attractions. There's lots of hiking. Tons of bike trails that are very nice and well-maintained. Public transportation here is awesome, and it's very safe and family-oriented. You know, like, you could see people out at all times at night walking around, and, you know, it's not like the States where you got to be looking around over your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
depending on what neighborhood you live in.
Well, it sounds like
and
you like
say,
it. I might be overstepping, but I'm thinking that Korea might be your jam, or at least you're definitely making the most of it while you're there already.
Yes. Just come here with an open mind and just know that it's not America. They're going to do things different. There's going to be things here that make you go, well, why do they do it like that? But if you could just kind of get over some of those little things, and just accept, you know, we're in Korea. We're going to do it the Korean way. I think you're going to have
right.
a great time if you come here.
That's awesome. Now I want to move to Korea. And
so
I'm really hungry.
How is your
thanks for sharing.
Food?
Yeah, thanks for sharing all that.
All the barbecue here.
Starving. I'm on a diet still. Mm-hmm. Not fair. Anywho, it's working. Yeah, so I PCS'd. We, not me, I, family, all of us. We PCS'd recently, too. Not nearly the intensity of an Okonis move like Korea, but, you know, mobilizing an infantryman, two tiny humans and a dog, it always requires some planning. So we moved from North Georgia to Fort Bliss, Texas, in El Paso in the desert. And I know I've been talking about it on the air for months now, and finally it happened, and it went well. Like, it was, I would say it's the wonkiest, I don't know if wonky's a word, it is now. It was the wonkiest PCS we've had so far, and just, like, weird stuff happening. Like, my husband's truck, like, there's a part on it that apparently was recalled, and it decided to start being crazy right before we crossed the desert in West Texas, so he had to, like, take it to the dealer and, like, in the middle of a PCS of all times. So that was weird, and then one of the kids got an ear infection the second day we were driving, and he was just miserable in the car, and I was like, what is your deal? I was like, oh, hey, what's up? You got a fever. So I got to visit the urgent care with him in Beaumont, Texas, and my daughter ate something or got some tiny little bug, so she threw up in the hotel or the parking lot of Hobby Lobby after we arrived to El Paso. So I'm super excited she did it outside the car because it's, you know, 112 degrees every day here. So very thankful.
Oh.
On the pavement. All the moms out there, you'll get it because you didn't have to clean out small human regurgitation out of the car. So that was a miracle. So it was just weird stuff, but we made it, and I didn't cry. Like, I mean, there was a few times that I got a little stressed. We love our house. Oh, my gosh. Such a blessing for this house. Great view of the sunrise and the mountains. So we are loving it and excited to get acclimated with it. But I could talk about Texas all day, and I'm sure that as we do more AWTRs, all the listeners will get to be hearing a whole lot more about Texas and Korea and everybody else in the group that's been PCSing. But let's change gears and find out what's been going on at Army Wife Network this week. Hot on our AWN blog,
okay.
Experience contributor Kathleen Palmer penned a piece about her experience in taking the 10-day Master Resilience training course offered to the military, offered to the military and their spouses. MRT not only helps with learning to put things in new perspectives, but it also teaches how to strengthen personal relationships and strengthen the communities in which we live. You can read the rest of Kathleen's story by heading over to our blog at armywifenetwork.com and looking for her post, The Right Time for Resilience. So, Brittany, have you heard about the Master Resilience training course? Have you taken it, or have you done any kind of Army training classes? I know that you're a new spouse, and it's been just a world of transition, but where do you stand on all that?
So I have not heard of the Master Resilience training course until, you know, just very recently when we were, you know, reviewing all the things for the podcast. I'm like, what is that? I've never heard of it. And then, like, training courses. And here's a funny thing. So when I PCS'd into Camp Humphreys, they didn't have their, like, newcomer spouse brief presentation ready yet, so I never took it. But within the month of me being here, like, now all the incoming spouses take it. But I completely skipped out on that.
Gotcha. Well, I haven't gotten to take MRT yet. It's on my list. But I have been fortunate to get certified in other stuff. Like, I know, I think it was at Fort Lewis. Yeah, I think I did the FRG leader training at Fort Lewis, and I did the care team training and key caller and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, all of those I've used in different capacities, and it's just really cool the level of education and opportunities out there provided by the military or ACS, things like that, that equip us for what we've been called to do as military spouses, whether that's leadership or support or resiliency. I know resiliency is a buzzword, but, man, it's a buzzword because we need it. I know, resiliency is just something that's so important. And so if any of our listeners out there are thinking about that, go ahead and get with ACS, get with your MRT program, or go ahead and read Kathleen's blog and see if there's anything else that you can get connected with just to get some information, but also bolster your resume. But Brittany, tell us what else is going on at AWN this week.
Well, this week we asked our followers on social media to share with us something about the military life that they're grateful for. And we had some great comments, and we welcome any more comments. One follower shared that she's grateful her husband is doing what he loves. Another comment said that she's proud to be representing the Army family of the greatest country in the world, and she's passing that torch on to her son who serves, too. Aw. So share with us what you're grateful for by commenting on the post on our Army Wife Network Facebook page. So, Sharita, what is something about military life that you're grateful for?
Well, there's a super long list. And it didn't, honestly, it didn't always used to be like that. Like, I used to be really stressed out by the military and really struggled to find the good stuff because all I could see was the hard stuff. But thankfully, as I've matured through the years and really learned a lot, I just see all the blessings that come from being a male spouse. Not only, you know, the reason that I have to wear patriotic-looking gear every day. Like, I'm totally wearing a shirt that looks like America today with my dangly American earrings just because I felt salty. You know, I'm like, I'm a male spouse. Every day is 4th of July. What's up? So that's one reason, but that's a silly one. But really, I'm grateful for the simple things. Like, I'm grateful for a consistent paycheck. And I don't want to sound like a money grubber because I'm certainly not. And trust me, we're not in it for the money at all. But it's really cool to know that my husband, you know, works to provide, and he's such a great provider, and he goes through so much to bring home that paycheck, and it's going to consistently show up on the 1st and the 15th every month. And I know that there's a lot of folks that aren't that fortunate. You know, we live where we're at now. We're just a few miles from literally not just the poorest district in Texas or El Paso, but in the past, the certain zip code just a few miles from our house is the poorest district in, like, zip code in the United States. And so, you know, I'm super grateful for all the military provides, even with the challenges and the, you know, uncertainty of what tomorrow might look like. So I'm really grateful about that. What about you?
I mean, I'm kind of on the same page with you because, you know, when my husband and I were, you know, really talking about, you know, getting serious and, you know, having the rest of our lives together, you know, he had to make that tough decision. It's like, do I want to just kind of scrape by every week, or do we really want to have, like, a better, like, more prosperous future for ourselves? And, you know, he definitely was bit by the military bug a long time ago, but, you know, at this point in his life, he was like, okay, I'm going to have to do it now. It's like now or never, because if I don't do it now, I'll never be able to do it again. So it was, you know, part of it is he felt like he wanted to serve, and then the other part was now he had something extra to serve for.
Right.
You know, and that was making sure that we were both going to, you know, have a good future for ourselves. And, you know, I think he made the right decision, and I know he's really grateful for it. I'm definitely very grateful for it. And it just seems like, you know, it's a really big support system out there. If you, you know, if you put yourself out there, if you, like, volunteer or you're nice along the way, you could definitely just get help from all these different corners of, you know, the military, whether it be, you know, something like ACS, or just meeting other spouses, or just taking advantage of all the programs and things that they have to offer.
Well, and I'm super grateful for the other military spouses that give me perspective. Like, I don't want to get off topic or take us too long, but this was really encouraging to me because this last week I was just kind of in a funk. Like, I was just angry about nothing. Like, I could not figure it out. I was like, what is my problem? I'm just angry, and it made no sense. And so I went for an angry run. You know, those of you who run probably understand. Those are always really good runs because I always feel better. And I posted a picture on Facebook and shared about it, and one of my treasured mill spouse friends commented, and she's like, girl, that's the post-PCS adrenaline crash because it jacks with your hormones, and then, you know, because you've been in go mode for, like, 2+ months, and then the curtains are finally hung.
Yeah.
And the boxes are unpacked, and you're like, sweet, that's awesome. Now what? You know, now what's my purpose? What does tomorrow look like? What, you know, like that transition, and it's just hard when you don't have, like, your feet quite under you or know what that looks like. And I was like, that's what I'm grateful for, putting myself out there, just like you said, to be like, I'm angry, I don't know why. And one of my male spouse friends having the courage to be like, 99% PCS post-adrenaline crash. And I was like, that's it. So, anywho, We have a lot to be grateful for. And listeners, be sure to check out our Facebook page to join in that conversation, as Brittany shared. And you can go ahead and get connected with the links to everything we've talked about tonight on our Twitter feed and in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. It's now time for a short commercial break. Up next is our News 6 Courtney, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
If your toddler falls in the pool, you think you'll hear this. But what you'll really hear is this. It happens quickly and silently. About 260 children younger than 5 drown in pools each year. That's about 1 nursery school class each month. Put a fence around your pool. Place an alarm on doors leading to the pool area. For more pool safety tips, visit the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission website at cpsc.gov.
Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Courtney on the line, bringing us your need-to-know news. Hi, Courtney. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, hi there, ladies. Tonight I have some tips from militarytimes.com with different ways to keep busy with activities this summer. Whether you're planning a day trip or a road trip or traveling abroad, they have some ideas to get you started.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What are some ways military families can get started?
Well, first, you should check out your installation's NWR office. That's Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Your installation generally has a leisure travel office, often known as Information, Tickets, and Tours, or just Tickets and Tours. They have valuable information on discounts available to local attractions and hotels, as well as some details on nationwide deals such as cruises and military lodging, from beach cottages to recreational lodging facilities and resorts. You can visit www.dodlodging.net, which shows properties in the Air Force Inns program, Army Lodging, Navy Gateway Inns and Suites, and Navy Gateways.
So, Courtney, are there any resources, such as memberships or clubs, that military families can be part of to help with this summer experience?
So the Armed Forces Vacation Club offers $349 week-long Space A stays at rentals around the world, as well as upgrades and discounts on other properties. Some hotels, such as participating Hilton, Red Roof Inn, Westgate Resorts, and many others, offer year-round military discounts. Army MWR's Paths Across America offers options for RV parks, campgrounds, military recreational areas, cottages, and cabins around the country.
Well, Courtney, what about places like parks and like places like museums?
Good question. So Blue Star Museums offers free admission to participating museums around the country through September 3rd for active duty, guard, and reserve personnel, plus up to 5 family members. The active duty military members and their dependents are eligible for a free annual military pass to any national park that usually charges a fee. Most federal lands that charge fees can provide the annual pass when you visit, but just call ahead just to be sure.
Well, thank you so much for bringing us this story tonight, Courtney. And listeners, be sure to stay tuned. After this short break, we'll be talking with Dr. Tae-Young Kim, joining us to discuss her book, 7 Steps to Inner Power, How to Break Through to Awesome, Life Secrets from a Martial Arts Master. We will be right back.
Hey there, I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network. Army Wife Talk Radio is the longest-running podcast of its kind, since 2005, and we're now in our 13th year with over 60,000 listens per month. We're proudly a talk show, not a rehearsed or edited podcast, and powered entirely by volunteers who are just like you, sharing our military spouse journeys with you because we're all in this together. AWTR strives to provide an interactive experience with relevant information and exciting guests so you come away from each episode informed, encouraged, and empowered. Army Wife Network truly is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Thanks for listening.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany O'Keefe. Joining us tonight is Tae-Young Kim, the author of 7 Steps to Inner Power, How to Break Through to Awesome Life Secrets from a Martial Arts Master. So she's a martial arts great grandmaster, wow, author, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur. As head coach, she led the first ever U.S. women's taekwondo team to a gold medal at the pre-World Games in Seoul, helping pave the way for women to compete in martial arts in the Olympics.
Dr. Kim went on to found her own school of martial arts aimed at overcoming limitations in every area of life. She is also the founder and CEO of Lighthouse, a leading high-tech Silicon Valley company, and has won many awards for her achievements and humanitarian service. She received an honorary PhD in business administration from Korea's Sukmyung Women's University in 2003 and won 2 Stevie Awards for business achievements in 2017.
Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Kim.
Hi, how are you, Sherita? Brittany, it's wonderful to be here with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so glad you could join us. So where are you calling from this evening?
Today, this evening, I'm calling from the state Oregon, Applegate Valley. Yes. I'm staying in California, but I happened to be here yesterday. I did my book signing and Eugene in Oregon, so I'm still here right now. It's wonderful to be here, all of you. Yes.
Yes, I've never been to Eugene, Oregon, but I hear it's really beautiful out there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, you want to know about the heaven and earth in the state of Oregon, fresh air and the rivers, and it's amazingly beautiful. I can't even begin to telling you. It's making me just smiling through my toes, my fingernails, my hairline, and I am so jacked up right now. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're having such a good time. I'm going to have to go visit Eugene, Oregon when I can.
I'm not in Eugene, Oregon, but I did my books on it. I've been at Jacksonville and Medford and Applegate, Oregon. I'm in kind of back and forth. My originally stay in the Silicon Valley, and I have a home there, but also I have a ranch in here in a hundreds of acres of ranch, and with the rivers, ponds, and all the nature being and the fresh air and birds and, oh, you know, I just loving it here. You know, when traveling all the time and so many different places, when I come up, it give me a chance to recharge my battery. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're an award-winning entrepreneur. You're a motivational
yes.
speaker. And
yes.
And a martial artist, grandmaster. But
yes.
I hear that your early life was not easy. Can you tell us about what life was like for you growing up and what you learned from those experiences?
Oh, of course, my pleasure. You know, I know that everybody have a challenge, a difficulty, but I was born in South Korea. It's about the village, almost only about 300 people around. There's no electricity, no television, no radio. It's, you know, the no magazine. And so my surrounding, you know, really that rice fields and the mountains and the rivers and the night, you know, the star is my friend. But I was born as first child in a Kim's family that they expect if 5,000 years that passing on, expect to be first child, always should be the boy, should never be the girl. So I was the first child when my grandmother receiving me and a birth, because we don't go to hospital. We everybody have a child and the birth in a home. And she saw, mm-hmm. she looked at it, looking at my gender, she's the first thing she said, oh, my God, Kim's family being cursed. This is a bad luck. It's shame. She brought the shame. Can you imagine that one? So my grandfather from outside and asking, woman, tell me my grandson, what size of hot pepper do he have? So hot pepper is meaning, its meaning is like that my father have a hot pepper and I don't have a hot pepper. For like your father, your brother mm-hmm. have a hot pepper, you don't have a hot pepper. So that we let the people to know when you have a boy, they put the hot pepper in a doorway gate. Then the people will know, oh, they have a son or grandson. Then a woman born, they have a charcoal in a doorway. They say, oh, they have a girl. Oh, what a bad luck. That's how their character. So you can imagine I was the first born, and my grandfather was refused to accept that I was not the boy and because a girl. He ran to the ancestor altar, saying that what I have done deserves this curse. And so it was not a real welcome wagon. You know, that traditionally when you have a child, they have a last seaweed soup and they boil. Then a whole village share and consider that sharing is a blessing and a good luck. But they found that I was a girl. They dumped the whole seaweed soup. They think that if we eat that, it's going to be contagious or bad luck. So you can imagine my upbringing, that my name was like a bad luck and a curse. Also, they tell me, no matter whatever I do, no, no, no. But when I did it, their no, no, no respond. I say, yes, yes, yes. He can do, she can do. Why not me? You know? So I was kind of really a fighter. And I really fighting for my life, I guess. I didn't even know what was I fighting for. All I know, I could not take it, abusing. So my father got drunk. He used to beat me. My mother used to beat me, cut my hairs off. And it was just really, it's very painful. But then of course, I went through the Korean War. Learning and when I was 5 years old, I don't think that anybody should go through the war. And that's why I am so grateful for military, that all the soldiers out there. You know, my one of the most respect is General MacArthur. because he was there. It was a fighting. You know, the fighting for not only your own and in the military, they're fighting for others, always sacrificing, always, you know, be disciplined and always really that everybody united with the thinking. And that's what I really love about it. So when I did it, learning in the Korean War, and they abandoned me again. They thought, so this extra mouth to feed, it is a perfect time. We just kind of abandon, let her, you know, die, whatever. But you know what? Brittany, I have voices. Yeah. I'm speaking out. I said, help, I'm scared. Please, somebody, my mother, where are you? I was crying it. And I tried really... So I want to be somebody really taking care of me, take me somewhere, not to left alone myself. But turning in, the bomb is dropping, and I remember I was so tired, and my leg, noodle leg, was aching and hurt, scared. I'm looking for mom, and I stopped there. I say, I'm not going to run anymore. I said, Mommy, where are you? And I've been asking. That moment, you know what? I have a... amazing miracle happened. The girl who's told me, I no idea what is her name, I no idea what is, you know, how old is she, but she came to me, she said, you know what, you can stay here, you gotta run, and I'll race with you, come with me. You know what, at that moment, I never knew someone can talk to me so gently, so amazingly, beautifully. That was my first miracle, I call that, because I always used to be somebody shouting at me, calling me name, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of people will understand that. But, you know, even that, so don't let that really taking over you. Stay on who you can be. Though I remember, I say, you know what? I'm going to follow you. And I forgot my mom. I just want to follow her. I remember I keep running and running, but I could not catch her up. And I remember that something sounded that happened, kaboom. And I had no idea, but I wake up, and I remember I look around. And that wasn't my mother. I was looking for her, and I couldn't find her. And I remember crying, and I was telling her, I'm sorry, I will run faster. I'm sorry, where are you? And I was looking for her. Then finally, and then I think it like, looks like her was there. But in the meantime, I remember people calling me, I'm a bad luck, telling their children, don't play with her. You know, those people were just staying in the ground, and they're bleeding. And I just look around. I remember, how come they told me I'm a bad luck? I'm standing here. How come they're all like that way? Then I learned that moment, I don't care what anybody say, I'm not going to give a power over me. You know, that little heart, my heart, 5 years old, something is clicking me. I said, no, I am a good luck, I said to myself. Then I went to find her. I remember I shaking her. I tell her, my friend, wake up. I said, I'm sorry, I will run faster, wake up. But she never wake up. Then I noticed that her arms was cut off and she's bleeding. That was my first experience, my upbringing. And of course, after war over, you know, they put me in my grandparents' house. I have 8 uncles. My grandmother's perfect Korean woman, because they've been saying to me, they told me, you're supposed to learn how to cook and sew. We're going to find your husband, their choice, and you produce 12 sons. Then you might be made up all this bad luck. You know, that's my life was all set. Program. Can you believe in that? Now, one thing that I know, even now, today, 21st century, still people will set up other people's life, and the people doesn't know how to respond, and they think that is their role. And I really want to say, you know what? Find a way that you can find that choice, and don't let the other people power over you. They are not your God. And I just really want to emphasize that one. But anyhow, that I went to grandparents' house, I saw every morning that 8 uncles before the sunrise. And I can just see that this guy's naked chest, they're just like, ah, 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 ah. you know, they're doing it. I said, wow, what are they doing it? Because you remember this one. I'm only used to seeing it. My grandmother, my mother, all the women's working. Their husband got drunk, beating them up. You know, I seen only these things. I didn't see anything else. But when I saw that, I said to myself, that's what I'm going to do. And I started really thinking, why is the girl supposed to learn only how to cook and sew? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me because I did not know what's the difference between a girl and a boy. So that's why I asked my uncle to teach me. And he said, no, that, you know, the people are going to be calling you, you are the curse and bad luck. You're supposed to learn how to cook. I said, no, I want to learn. But one uncle finally said, okay, I'll teach you, I'll show you a few movements. You know what? I think he made a big mistake. He thought, so I'm going to give up. The soon if things are challenged, things were difficult. I think that's what it is. When today, when we facing our challenge difficult, then we think that, oh, I meant to be stopped right here. We give up right away. I really don't want to tell everybody, you set your goal. Don't let anybody steal your dreams and goals. No one can eat for you. No one can sleep for you. No one can go wee-wee for you. That means it's your dreams. It's your life. Claim it. And that's what I did it. I want to claim it. And it is not easy job. But that's what I study in a martial art. That's where I am today. Highest rank, a great grandmaster. I'm a hope of the country. And today I'm inspire a whole nation. The library, schools, they have my books. They're teaching what I stand for. He can do, she can do. Why not me? That's what I have my great grandmaster title. That's why I did the very first that created a woman's and a martial art, created a competing in the Olympics today. I am so proud to share with anyone, those women out there, who I just want to say, don't let anybody clip your wing. This is your life. You got to remember this. You know what? Look at the both of you, your thumbprint. No one have you copy your thumbprint. Not even AI. They can mimic your voices. They can make it look like it. An artificial intelligence, a robot. You know that. But they cannot copy your thumbprint. That is mean you own the license. This is your life license. This is your passport and visa to the heaven. This is your life. And know that before you convince anybody, you have to convince yourself first. Yes, that's my upbringing. Thank you.
And you have an absolutely amazing life story, and I feel extremely motivated just listening to you.
Thank you.
So I have another question.
Yes.
I have another question for you. So in your book, Seven Steps to Inner Power, there's a recurring theme of self-limiting thoughts. So how do people hold themselves back the way, you know, through the way they think about themselves?
You know what? The recurring thought, how thing is, I think it is so, I'm so glad you asked that question. You know, we all of us want other people approve us, who we are, what we can be. I call this a future memory. It's another one. But we did not giving ourselves that who we are. We did not truly believe in all the way. But we want other people believe in you first. I think that is really wrong place to go because we are so fear of making mistake. But you know what? That mistake is nothing wrong. It's not harmful. And actually, it's our attitude to how we look at it, our mistake, thinking that it's like a curse, you know, like a bad luck. No, mistake is that mean you are doing it something. You see, if you don't do anything, you can never have a mistake. You can never have a result of success either. You know, then you'll become a couch potato, basically. I think that, you know, that our limited thinking and I thought, because we're always looking for other people giving that license, giving that authority. You know what? I really want to say it is very important. You have to look into yourself. Don't looking for other people approve, but you need to give that license, give that approve of, give that commitment, give that a commanding yourself. Do not terrorizing yourself. Do not hostage yourself. Learn to who you can be. And when once you believe in yourself, then that can be radiated. And other people will heal you, believing your feeling of your heart, how really real. Then you will find other people joining together with you. Yes, thank you.
Well, Dr. Kim, you have so much to offer with your story and your testimony, and your book, I'm sure, is just full of great information. But we do need to take a super quick break. And when we come back, we'll shift gears just a little bit and talk about what people can do with negative feelings. And so, listeners, a quick reminder, if you're listening to our show live right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hi, this is Wendy Baird Packard, and I'd like to take a minute of your day. Expectations, we all have them. I recently attended a Strong Bonds event on one of the world's most famous beaches, Waikiki. The excitement and expectations I had were huge. I was so excited I could not wait to get to my room. As I opened the door, my high expectations were dashed. The room was small, and the view of the ocean was obstructed by a giant banyan tree. Over the next few days, I analyzed and graded every little detail of the food, the lodging, and event against my expectations. Once I returned home, I realized I had allowed my expectations to cloud my reality. In fact, my expectations had decided how my whole weekend would play out. That's when it hit me. Having expectations and being so rooted in them robs us of a reality. Reality that sometimes is amazing. Like an all-expense-paid retreat to a world-famous hotel on Waikiki. Now, when I look back in perspective, it was an amazing weekend. It was in the moment of perspective I realized we were better served to have a good perspective of a situation instead of a huge expectation of a situation. Expectations may lead us to an era of entitlement and selfishness, whereas having a good perspective will more likely lead us to an attitude of gratitude and grace. This is Wendy Baird Packard, and I hope this helps your day.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dr. Kim about her book, 7 Steps to Inner Power, How to Break Through to Awesome, Life Secrets from a Martial Arts Master. Dr. Kim,
yes.
You've really talked a lot about thoughts and controlling it and taking control of your own life and telling your own story. So what would you say to someone right now if they feel depressed, afraid, or overwhelmed, and how can they deal with those negative emotions?
Yes. You know what? Also, that the dealing with the negative emotion is that part of our life, Sharita and Brittany. I just want you to know that, can you imagine if I let other people telling me who I can be, who I am? Today, almost impossible. I even talking to you, that can never happen. I could be dead. Did you believe that I am speaking at the Harvard and this month, who would ever thought that I was speaking in a Harvard? What I'm trying to say in a negative thought, don't let that and other people, again, and taking over you. And I'm just saying that we are facing the negative content. We are facing. That is a part of our journey. So what I'll add it to how we deal with that, ask yourself, deep down, is what other people are saying about you, it is that really you? You really have to ask. This is so, and we are in the World War X, that's how I feel. When you're dealing with a negative thought, it's like an enemy. They're just coming in continuously. Mm-hmm. But you have to know exactly. So I'm saying that in my page, 102, in how to really carving in. So, for example, like some people carving in that negative thought, like when it's, oh, I love you, you love me, you know, like people are carving in rocks or wood and tree, they're not going to be erasing it. So stop carving in. Then it's some people, and for example, if you're writing in a letter or castle you built is sent, the wave can wash that away. But and when you're writing in the water, they can never go away. So in other words, other people saying about you, or you saying to yourself, you really be responsible for. And ask yourself that no matter what other people are saying it or whatever you're saying yourself, a negative thought, it has to be, your dreams have to be a lot larger than, bigger than your self-destructive thinking. So I'm just saying that, for example, myself, what I did it, when I come to America, I did not know how to speak English. And there's a lot of prejudice. So they're telling me, you know, you can do this. And I got a first job, clean the Howard Johnson janitorial work. And I cleaned the toilet, but I was singing. And people are asking me, when do you feel you achieve your success? You know what my response is? That when I'm cleaning the toilet. What do they mean? Even I'm cleaning the toilet, I never give up where I want to be. That was a stepping stone. So in other words, and you really have to identify that negative feeling. Don't let that negative feeling say everything about you. Don't let that negative things, other people, if they can take your life and destroy you. No, they do not have a power over you. So know that who you want to be, who you become, use your future memory. I promise you, the 7-step inner power and how to break through the awesome. There's the get of this book. Don't just think this is book. This is so you can be personal Bible. It can be, you can really gain so much. Every line, and I share my own journey, and I have it there. I think that's what I want to say, that those negative thoughts is part of our journey. Don't give so much power to the negative content. Just that part of our, you know, noises, and you deal with a rise above. I guess that's what my advice to you. Yes.
That's excellent. So you mentioned the 7 steps to inner power, which is the title of your book. Briefly, just give us a quick view of what those 7 steps are and if they build on each other and what that might look like.
Okay, you know, 7 steps to inner power, and I put it up, for example, like a first of all, I'm asking body, mind, and spirit as one. We have to work together. For example, how many kids, like when they go to, when they say, oh, my son, I want to make his homework. So you open the door, he's sitting in front of computer. You might thinking he's really working hard, but he might thinking in a totally, you know, different side and game, or you know, addicted to game, maybe thinking about how can I, you know, fool somebody or maybe my girlfriend. See, their body is one place, but mine is elsewhere. So that's, for example, like that. So we very seldom, we're together. That's why I say it's so important, whatever you do passionately, put your body, mind, and spirit as one. And the next one I'm asking about a truth is that it's the purity. What do you mean? And we take a shower, right? Why do we take a shower, Sureta? Why do we take a shower, Brittany? Why do we take a shower?
To get clean and probably hide from my children for a few minutes.
Right. Right. You want to be clean, right? So when you take a shower, everybody know, no one have to tell you. So clean, that means you don't want to be smelly, stinky, you know, kind of messy looking, because it doesn't feel good. I want to say, what about your mind? Why don't you clean to your mind? So you might say, what am I supposed to clean? Jealousy, anger, anxiety, you know, all the other people, negative energy that people were giving you, also negative energy you're creating. That's what we need to clean, that one. That's what I'm talking about. You know, through the cleansing and meditating, through shower and meditation, I'm giving you that, all the new method. And as the next one, I really talking about, is recognizing your strength and your weakness, and conquer your own weakness rather than other. You have an ability to do capability to perform, produce. So what does that mean? It's okay we make a mistake. As a matter of fact, I'm saying that make a fantastic mistake. So in other words, Thomas Edison saying that I learned 10,000 times the way not to do it, that direction. You see, that mistake is your feedback system. And that's what I've been talking about since seven steps to inner power. Next one, I'm saying loyalty. Be loyal to your goal and purpose. What does that mean? Everybody thinking loyal to yourself, to others. No, I am not speaking about that. I'm speaking how many times, Sureta, how many times the people you know, Brittany, they set their goal, New Year's goal, not even last 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Or they drop off beginning of February.
Yeah, why is that? Who's telling you that? Who's telling you don't do that? Nobody. It's a self. For example, another one, you go to school. Why is it you have one teacher teaching your same subject, and there's 100 people? Why is it from there one or two become 100 students, there is other one failing? Teacher not telling you you're supposed to failing. It is our own attitude, our own who we are, our own we believe in. So my strong message here, before you blaming anybody, examine yourself. Deep down, peel the onions again and again. Then you will know, the silent master will know, oh, I need to be disciplined here. I need to be consistency here. I need to be really that giving myself that space and room. And that's what the seventh step and the last two, sacrifice. What I'm saying that I'm not talking about the sacrifice for others. I am speaking of sacrifice for you. So in other words, let's say you are the smoker. You decide you're not going to smoke anymore. When you still have people who are smoking all the time as that friend, it's very difficult to you to stopping. That's right. You need to change your surrounding, your environment. And then that friends really care about you, they both have to stop. You know that it's not good for you. So that's when it's a sacrifice. Then the last one, I say patience. You know what, Sarita, Brittany, everybody have a difficult times right there in a patient. I want to say, when a woman get pregnant, you got a morning sick, you cannot say that one, okay, baby, come on over now, because I can't do this anymore, right? That's not going to work, because you got to be really patient, the way to again, the baby to complete. So in other words, we have to become a great farmer. Time to plow the land, time to plant the seed, time to really grow. When we grow, we have to learn to really the pruning time. We got to know the bugs and some things, you know, the mold, you know, fungus. You don't want that. But those things will come to you. Even the grass will grow that same time. You don't plant it when you planted tomatoes and other things, but the weed will grow same time. That's how negative work. No matter what you do, they were there for you all the time. But we have to learn to examine that one. We need to learn to get rid of them. So we have to become like a doctor and a patient. That's what we have to do. So seven steps to inner power, and that's what I applied, the Lighthouse Worldwide Solution and my high-tech company, and I teach everyone, it's okay we make a mistake. Go ahead, do it, and striving for it. He can do, she can do, why not me? And it's a breakthrough, the awesome. So in other words, we try to be perfect set. It's like we try to be like an AI, you know, technology. Even AI, we have to program them. We have to kind of, you know, training them. It's nothing and snap the finger. We cannot buy our success, our happiness, and the Amazon.com. They're not selling it. You know, Walmart. And we cannot go to CVS, you know, looking for quick. We need, like, our children is grow. Just like that. We need a flourishing. We have a children. We're watching how they grow. They make a mistake. You know, sometimes they're ignorant. So they see the pretty color. They think it's good. They do not know that's a poison they can drink in, like a dishwasher, like that way. So we are the same way. In some sense, we are very like a child. We are very ignorant. So we do not know how to identify that's a poisoning to us. Even people we're dealing with. I'm sure, in Soretta, Brittany, you can tell some people it's not good for you. They're poisoning you. So we need to change that environment. And I think you got to be very courageous, very bold. You want to be surrounding yourself, people continuously and encouraging you. So in other words, great skier, they go to mountain, and the great swimmer, they go to river and a pond and ocean. But we cannot say that the eagle telling the dolphin you're wrong, and the dolphin cannot tell the eagle you're wrong, because they all have each own and strength and beauty. I think that is so important. We have to know. Between even Soretta, Brittany, you two, even Sam, and hosting this beautiful, you know, the energy you're dealing with, but both of you are totally different. And that's what we have to learn to respect and honor, work and together. So that seven step to inner power, breakthrough, the awesome secret, it is really I talking about human technology. You know, we are so much, you know, they're overwhelmed by technology, and our children have grown and differently. So we need to really give that space. We need to really recognize choice, it is yours. Like I said earlier, no one can eat for you, no one can go weepy for you. And what I do in my life, today is my last day. I always think about the journey in the Korean War, that as I could be die. And many times, you know what, Soretta, Brittany, I am also a breast cancer survivor. And the many times people were burned, my schools down and get a prejudice. And the people were in a campaign saying that don't go to her school. You know, there's so many challenges I face. But every time they do, I say to myself, I ask God, what amazing gifts you're going to send it to me, so I have this challenge presented to me. That's how I look at it. Because I don't have a choice. I don't have people who are telling me, encouraging me, and I don't have any of that. But of course, now it's a different story. I got so many people who share with my thoughts, my belief in it. Oh my God, just like I say, I am speaking in Harvard, you know, this month. Wow, just thinking about it. I have beautiful people in my life. And that is my greatest blessing. Before anything, forget about a business, forget about anything. But I pray two things in my life. I always ask God, send me right people. Then I ask, share me with the great wisdom. I don't pray for money. I don't pray anything, because those things are there when you do right things. So they're for you. And can you believe it? It's, I was being eating in a pig food when they collected so they can steal the food, because I was so hungry. My shoes had a hole in it. Who would ever thought that I have a high-tech Silicon Valley, the best working area? Who would ever thought that I want the women of the years? I mean, who would ever thought? I didn't know exactly that, but I know that I'm not going to be like my mom and my grandmother, and I can be who I can be. He can do, she can do, why not me? I think that's just my answer to you. I hope so that it's really satisfy you, that answer. Do you like that, Soretta, Brittany?
That is a very awesome and powerful answer, and I think, Dr. Kim, we could talk for hours about your story and your enthusiasm and your life experience and how you're empowering other folks. Unfortunately, we're out of time tonight, and so before we sign off, where can our listeners go if they're ready to break through to awesome? Because after your experience tonight, I'm sure our core team, our support team, everybody's ready for that. Where can our listeners go to learn more and grab a copy of your book?
Well, you can go Barnes & Noble, you know, .com, and you can go to Taeyeon, TaeyeonKim.com, And then you can go to any other bookstore, and you can go to an Amazon.com. This, as a matter of fact, I've been book touring since May. It's been sold out every bookstore, you know, hundreds.
Wow.
I'm not bragging. You can call them, ask them. It's sold out every bookstore, yes. It's a hallelujah. That's what I say, hallelujah. I mean, I am so excited. I feel like today is my wedding day. That's how every day I approach it. Today my wedding day, today is my birthday, because my family never celebrate my birthday. My mother celebrated my birthday when I was turned to 50 years old after my father passed away. She first time acknowledged me my birthday. Never celebrate my birthday, telling me I'm a no good. You know what I mean? But you can go all that. You know, also I'd be glad to hear from everyone. I am so happy. You know, I'm a 72 years old and a half. You know, reason I say kids, I ask, how old are you? They say, oh, I'm 9 and a half. I always laughing. But I feel like I want to say 72 years old and a half years old right now, because on the half of the years, yes, I'm going to be 73. Awesome. I am so excited. You know what? I just love you. Thanks for having this time with me. You know, power is in you. Whatever you do, it is your personal choice. And don't let anybody clip your wing and rise above and celebrate it. He can do, she can do, why not me? Awesome! Yes, so that's where you can get that books everywhere.
Well, Dr. Kim, thank you for sharing that. And this is not an interview we will soon forget. We just appreciate it. We want to say congratulations on your success. And we wish you all the best success. With your book, that it continues to be sold out and that you continue to impact lives. Best of luck as you speak at Harvard in the coming months, and just thank you for taking time out tonight.
Oh,
listeners, thank you.
Yeah, Brittany, thank you.
Yes.
Love you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome. Listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Next week, July 2nd, 2018, we'll be taking the night off, so that we can spend the awesome Independence Day holiday with our families next week. We'll be back with the following week, Monday, July 9th, 2018, when our featured guest will be Betsy Ramirez, telling us about her new recipe-sharing website, Dinner Deployed. It's going to be another great show. You don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or you can follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and I think we're going to have Dr. Kim on our show again.
I'm going to need some coffee to keep up with her, probably just be drinking a pot as we go along. Just awesome. I'm just going to say that from now on. Awesome. So now, your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.